And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Senator Josh Hawley and his wife, Erin, have recently launched the Love Life Initiative, which is a nonprofit aimed at promoting family values and building a culture that actually welcomes children. Their effort comes as pro-abortion forces have outspent pro-life advocates by a massive margin in state ballot fights. Some of Trump's advisors reportedly worry that pro-life focus could hurt Republicans at the ballot box. Meanwhile, disability rights groups are suing Delaware over its new assisted suicide law, calling it discrimination plain and simple. The lawsuit argues that people with life-threatening disabilities are being directed towards suicide rather than suicide prevention, a two-tiered system where some lives are worth saving and others apparently aren't. Chinese billionaires have found a creative use for American surrogacy laws, hiring women to birth their children on U.S. soil for instant citizenship. One man was sending his sperm stateside, paying surrogates to carry his male children. The fate of females? Well, those remain unclear at the moment, and having California nannies raise them. He planned to do this 20 times. As an assistant U.S. attorney noted, I'm starting to think that the world is looting America. Starting to think? Speaking of immigration, Maine's Governor Janet Mills just allowed a bill limiting police cooperation with ICE to take effect. Mills, now running for Senate, admitted the bill is imperfect and confusing, but justified it by calling ICE a weaponized agency. She also scrapped a previous governor's orders allowing enhanced cooperation with federal immigration enforcement. The National Republican Senatorial Committee called her out for putting citizens of Maine last. Her defense essentially amounts to, yes, this law is confusing and flawed, but the president is bad. Yeah, and a bombshell report from Compact Magazine documents what many have suspected all along, and that's that corporate America spent the last decade systematically excluding white men from hiring. At the Los Angeles Times, white men went from 48% of lower-level TV writers in 2011 to just 11.9% by 2024. One hiring editor has admitted that, quote, it was a given that we weren't going to hire the best person. They call it diversity? Turns out it's just discrimination with social justice packaging. Australia's response to the Hanukkah terror attack that killed 15 people? More gun control. Naturally, that's what it's going to take. Never mind that the jihadi attackers managed to acquire 6 firearms despite the country's already strict laws, or that one was on the terror watch list. The government solution is a national firearms registry and further restrictions on legal gun owners. The actual failure, letting a known terrorist arm himself, that apparently requires no attention. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.